are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we just had a great discussion talking about the Bible and science behind the Bible. I had been watching the Bible on History Channel, and we had just gotten to the whole Samson and Delilah and the David and Goliath. So, you know, I urge you to listen to podcasts of the first hour of my show today, if you can, because we had a really good discussion on the 10 plagues and what type of science could be behind the Bible. Every now and then, I like to talk about that. Pretty cool stuff. Now, some of you may think, going now into modern times, that this is cool. I guess the new Samsung Galaxy is supposed to now put iPhone on its toes as it launches a iScroll type of feature. I guess it's supposed to have an iPause and an iScroll feature, which lets users scroll around apps and websites simply by moving their eyes. Remember I talked about this a few weeks ago, how it will track eye movements and then be able to decide where you're going next? Now, little do they know that, you know, I'm kind of googly-eyed and I kind of, like, you know, look all over the place. I look here, look here, look there. So I think my Samsung would blow up. I have an iPhone, so I don't need this. But I guess this is predicted to become the biggest seller because these new technologies are rumored to be what it'll later, I guess, hold, where it's going to have this 8-core processing chip compared to iPhone's 2-core. It's supposed to have a larger screen. I think it's supposed to be like a 5-inch screen. You notice these smartphones are getting bigger and bigger to the point that we're going to be then back to the iPad and then the laptop. So I guess your phone later will be a laptop. I really don't get it. I mean, you know, technology just keeps going around and around in circles, doesn't it? Anyway, I guess it's supposed to have a 13-megapixel camera as opposed to the iPhone's 8. I like my camera. I mean, my camera's fine. But I guess what's supposed to be so phenomenal about this is this eye-scrolling feature. I don't know if I'd be able to handle it. If I'm looking at my phone and it scrolls, I mean, I like to look down. What if I have a headache and I want to look down? Will I be losing my page? I don't know about that. So if you guys end up getting one of these Samsungs with the eye-scroller, tell me how you do. You know, I got LASIK a few years back. And for those of you who aren't too familiar with LASIK, LASIK is pretty cool, where they basically take a piece of your cornea, reshape it, and kind of put it back type of thing. And the LASIK allows your cornea that's bent a certain way to then focus the light better such that you aren't farsighted, nearsighted, astigmatic, etc. And one thing the doctor had suggested to me is we do one eye nearsighted, one eye farsighted, so I would be able to read. And at first I said, oh, you know, no way, thank you, that would just mess me up. There was no way I could be, you know, I would get headaches. But now that I'm kind of in the reading glasses stage, I think that might have been a good idea because the nearsightedness got fixed for a good few years. I was in bliss, and now I can't read anything in front of me. So the LASIK worked. It's just as you age and you're older than 40, right? Some of us are older than 40. I pretend not to be, but you all know I am. You start to lose accommodation. And the accommodation is what's responsible for your nearsightedness or farsightedness. And the funny thing is I had no idea I was starting to need reading glasses. You know, because, you know, you're seeing normally and you think, you know, your poop doesn't stink and everything's fine. And then I just played around. Somebody gave them to me. Actually, I think Heidi Harris. Heidi Harris, talk show host in L.A., gave me a pair of reading glasses for my birthday. She thought it would be a funny joke, and I put them on, and it was like night and day. So for those of you who have been fighting the whole reading glasses thing, you might want to get them. My problem is when I take off the reading glasses, my eyes seem blurry afterwards. And so I've been still, you know, it's not that I'm vain, okay? Trust me, I the glasses aren't going to make me look any worse than I look. So I'm not vain by any means. But it's just, I really don't want to get used to the whole reading glasses thing. My kids already call me grandma as it is. But it does make some sense. Now, many of you have been asking me about LASIK. Should you get it done? What do you think? You know, for me, I felt very safe with the procedure. They gave you a little Valium. They numbed up the eye. There's these topical eye drops. So it's not like you're put to sleep. So it's not like you have general anesthesia. In fact, I was able to make jokes the whole time. In fact, they had to tell me to stop making jokes because they were giggling and, you know, the machine had to work and, you know, they just probably wanted me to shut up. But I was very relaxed. Never knew what Valium felt like. That was kind of crazy. I was just relaxed. It was weird. But, and sleepy. So they held your eye open. They used the machine. The machine, you know, figured it all out. But the one thing I noticed after I got the LASIK is I had something called these starbursts, where when you would look at a light at night, it frayed. So it looks like, so lights look like little suns. I didn't really care about that because I was so sick of wearing glasses. My problem with prior to the LASIK is if I couldn't find my glasses, yeah, I could still see. But what if, you know, there was a bad guy in the house and I needed to get my shotgun? You know, I wanted to be able to see. So it was so nice to be able to jump out of bed and see. But, you know, nowadays you could really bypass glasses. You could up your fonts. Right? On my iPhone, I've upped my font to the point where I don't need reading glasses to read my text. So you could up your font. Your alarm clock, you know, has big numbers. I mean, you know, isn't it funny how we just try to modify things? Problem is when it comes to night driving, when it comes to, you know, being a doctor, am I doing little minor surgeries? I need to be able to see. So I am a huge fan for those of you looking into LASIK. RK was successful, the radio keratotomy, that was successful, but LASIK seems to be so much more improved and so much more accurate in terms of what you need with your vision, that LASIK has now pretty much taken over as one of the main procedures to do corrective see. They don't even want to call it a surgery anymore. They like to call it a corrective procedure. Right, so you don't have to think that it's a surgery. Very easy, very little downtime. All right, but anyway, back to this phone. If you do have an iPhone or you do have a Samsung, remember, there is a Dr. Dahlia app. So whether you iScroll or not, make sure you at least have the Dr. Dahlia app. Okay, don't go away. We've got a lot of medical news on the way. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, plus your questions. Don't go away.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. So some of you have heard that there's this new medicine out called Ranexa. Generic name is Ranolazine. And Ranolazine kind of has a dual effect, and they found that this drug not only improved some people's diabetes, but it was very effective in reducing people's angina. Now, angina is where you get chest pain. It's not a true heart attack, but you get chest pain. Sometimes it could be from spasm of the artery, sometimes not. Many of you call it angina. Don't call it angina because that sounds too close to vagina. And people, your doctor can get kind of confused when you're talking about your angina. Okay, you know, and if you speak as quickly as I do, you're going to get a pap smear or a vaginal suppository. So call it angina. Mikhail Kosabarad, MD from St. Luke's Mid-America Heart Institute and University of Missouri, Kansas City, presented data that showed ranolazine significantly reduced angina frequency as well as your sublingual nitroglycerin use. You know how many of you guys use sublingual nitroglycerin? Sublingual nitroglycerin, what it does is it dilates the arteries. So when it dilates the arteries, you get less spasm and then you get less chest pain. You also get increased blood flow. Whenever I thought you guys were having a heart attack when you pulled into the ER, I would give you guys nitroglycerin to immediately dilate those arteries and help get blood flow to the heart. Extremely important. But a lot of you groan when you hear nitroglycerin. Why? Why do a lot of you have a big problem with nitroglycerin? Why? Because you can't take Viagra if you're on nitroglycerin. So many of you want to be off your nitroglycerin so you can take your Viagra, your Cialis, your Levitra. So apparently, I don't know if this would keep you off your nitroglycerin completely. I think anybody with angina, don't say angina, anybody with angina should have some nitroglycerin tablets around. I think it's important. But they found that this medicine was able to help people decrease the need for their nitroglycerin and decrease their angina pain. It also seems to work really well with blood pressure medicines and can actually have an additional property of lowering your hemoglobin A1C. Now, your hemoglobin A1C measures your diabetes. So, you know, it's interesting when you have these medicines that kind of are a twofer. Okay, we really don't get a lot of good deals when it comes to medicine, do we? Usually when we buy something, we're, you know, that's basically all we get if we even get what we think we're buying. But if you get a little twofer, that's pretty cool. Some of you like the Byetta and the Victoza for that reason. It helps lower diabetes, but it may actually help you to lose weight. So thinking that you get a twofer sometimes helps. Remember, in medicine, it's still all marketing. Right? If you want, you know, it's all marketing, okay? The drug has to work, but you need to feel like you're getting a good deal. You need to feel like you're getting good value, okay? So if there's a two for one, that's great. Okay, so basically, I really don't want to go into this study because it looks kind of boring, but in a nutshell, they found with the study that you were, if you were able to have less angina issues, you would need a gynecologist less often. Okay, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-TOC-DALY. I guess an 8-year-old boy marries a 61-year-old woman. This happened in South Africa in Tshwane. Married a 61-year-old woman after he told his family that his dead ancestors told him to tie the knot. The boy, Sineli Maselela, walked down the aisle with Helen Shabangu, who is actually already married and the mother of five. His family, they say, was reportedly afraid of divine retribution and decided to go along with the nuptials, paying $750 for the bride and then shelling out another $1,500 for a wedding. And the wedding was put together in 2 months. Now, the little boy, the groom, okay, the youngest of five children, married the bride in a silver suit, gave her a kiss on the lips. They exchanged rings. I guess family members said the marriage isn't real. It was just a ritual to avoid angering the ancestors. So I guess the mother of this kid, Patience Maselela, says this is the first time this has happened in the family. Sineli is named after his grandfather, who never had a white wedding before he died, so he asked the little boy to get married. He chose Helen because he loves her. So I guess the grandfather, who died, I guess was in love with the 61-year-old woman, and so the boy had to marry her. I don't think they're consummating the marriage. I don't even want to think about that if that happened. The mother of the groom said, by doing this, we made the ancestors happy. If we hadn't done what my son asked, then something bad could happen to the family. We don't have a problem with it because we know it's what the ancestors wanted. She doesn't think there's anything wrong with her 8-year-old son marrying a woman who's old enough to be his grandmother. He was very happy to get married. They did not sign a marriage certificate. They do not have to live together. The two have actually gone back to living their lives the way they did before the marriage ceremony. Whew. Okay, good. No sex. Oh, that would be freaky. All right, but that's what happens. I mean, you know, that's just, I guess that's what happens in other countries. We take things for granted. Can you imagine you being 8 years old having to marry a grandma? A grandma? Could you imagine being spoken to by your dead ancestors? People in my family who have died, they really don't talk to me. They do show up in my dreams and they're smiling. Every now and then they smile. Okay, you know, I smile back. Oh, you want to know what my dream was last night? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. This was crazy. I dreamt I had sciatica, and my leg was burning, and I didn't want to get up to go to the bathroom. You know how you got to get up to pee in the middle of the night? Right? We've talked about that many times. I didn't want to get up because I didn't think I could use my leg because it was burning. So I get up and I go, damn, it looks like I have a disc issue. I have sciatica. But as soon as I get out of bed, there was no pain, which meant I dreamt I had sciatica. Now, what scares me about that is I see a lot of patients with sciatica, but I also see a lot of patients with enlarged prostates. Every now and then I see a person with a hydrocele and an enlarged testicle. Does that mean my dreams now are going to be dealing with that? So for those of you who think your doctors aren't really empathetic, you got another thing coming. Because we really do, I mean, we care so much that we actually dream having the maladies that you guys have. That's some pretty tough stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So some of you guys that do take diabetes medications, okay, may actually find that these medications may improve your chances of not getting heart failure. Now, the reason why we talk about heart failure and diabetes so much is a lot of diabetics end up having heart failure. And the reason why they do is many diabetics don't realize they're having multiple little heart attacks because they don't feel it as much. So we just had a relative diagnosed with heart failure. She's been a diabetic for years. I never understood that her family would say, oh, her heart's fine. The doctors say her heart's fine. All of a sudden, she comes out to visit and she's in heart failure. And it's because I believe she's had multiple heart attacks this whole time to the point that the pump doesn't work. Well, researchers from Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit found that patients taking the GLP-1 drugs, which are your Byetta, your Januvia, your Victoza, were more than 40% less likely to be hospitalized for heart failure than patients prescribed other drugs. Now, these medicines, Byetta, Januvia, Victoza, have been out for less than a decade. Not really as old as your metformin and your Actos and your glyburide and your glipizide, etc. But again, this looks like to be an added effect. Now, just because you're diabetic doesn't mean just go on Byetta, Januvia, Victoza. From what I understand, those medicines are still pretty expensive. But some of them, like Januvia, is weight neutral. Many of your diabetic medications cause you to gain weight, right? Either the medicine causes you to gain weight, or now that your diabetes is becoming in control, your sugar is actually getting into the cells. So you're becoming fed. And when you're fed, you gain weight. Diabetics lose weight because the sugar doesn't get into the cells. It stays in the bloodstream. All right. So if you're taking your medications and getting the sugar out of the bloodstream into the cells, yeah, you could gain weight. That makes some sense. But they think that there could be another protective effect by these medications. Now, 6 million Americans suffer from heart failure. And basically, heart failure is where the heart just doesn't pump well. Okay, you have a pump. You want a nice, compliant, elastic pump, a real good pump to that heart. And after having so many insults and injury to the heart muscle, the pump ends up starting to fail. Now, some of you ask me about your EF, your ejection fraction. Your doctor will decide on his cardiac testing what your ejection fraction is. How good is the pump? How much blood is getting out? Well, if your ejection fraction is down into the 30s, that means you're not getting all the blood where it needs to go. And if you're not getting all the blood where it needs to go, you get some back pressure. And what happens when you get back pressure? You get swelling. No, not sciatica. We're talking about backflow, not the back. Anyways, you get swelling. Swelling of the legs, fluid in the heart, etc. And then you get shorter breath. You get fatigued. So that's kind of heart failure in a nutshell. Taking your questions and your calls, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month,
or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, we have many of your questions here. What I want to do is we've been talking about the heart. We've been talking about heart failure, diabetic medications helping to prevent heart failure. Let's kind of stick with that theme. I'll try to get to all of your calls. But we have Robert here writing, Doctor, my 72-year-old father was recently diagnosed with congestive heart failure. He has diabetes and high blood pressure, but he has seen a cardiologist twice in his life. He had two stress tests in 2002 and 2007. How could he still go into failure with clean arteries? And he goes on to saying that, you know, he hasn't had any symptoms until now. Okay, so two stress tests, one 2002 and 2007. Well, it's already 2013, so the last stress test was over 6 years ago. All right, so then what could have happened between the stress test and now? Well, first, remember, the stress test that you guys get is still a very superficial test. I know some of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, obviously you haven't had one. No, I had one. I had to spend the whole day at the cardiologist, a stress test. It's a pain in the butt. But it is still considered a superficial test when it involves looking at the heart and the arteries. Okay, if you want to find out if your arteries are clogged, all right, probably the best way, I'm not saying the most practical and the safest way, but if you want success at knowing if your arteries are clogged, go in, cut open the artery and take a peek. Okay, but we can't do that in medicine. Okay, we can't do that. We can't be that invasive. So what we need to do is when we screen people or we evaluate people, we need to not cut, we need to not open, we need to put you at the least amount of risk. So the first thing we do is that EKG. And the EKG, what it does is it reads the electricity from the heart. We put those little electrodes on, one on the right side of the heart, then 2 through 5 on the left side of the heart, going from your kind of near your breastbone all the way to under your arm. Then we need the leads for the vectors, right arm, left arm, right leg, left leg, and we are able to pick up the electricity from the heart. The electricity from the heart is supposed to give off a pretty common wave. If the wave looks a little off, then we deduce that that part of the heart is not conducting the electricity right. Why? Because there could be an issue with the arteries. So your EKG is, it's pretty sensitive. It'll pick up if something's wrong, but it doesn't tell us what's wrong. It doesn't so much tell us why. Yeah, we could guess you probably have an enlarged heart. We could assume things, but remember, all it's doing is picking up electricity. It's not telling me how clogged you are. It's not going to tell me you have a 70% blockage or a 90% blockage or a 95% blockage. It won't do that. So then the next step would be a stress test. A stress test will tell us if with stress, you're cutting off blood supply to the heart. Now, one of you had asked me, I'm not going to read this email, but what's the difference between reversible or irreversible on a stress test, and why is reversible worse than irreversible? Wouldn't you think irreversible damage is worse? No, and I tell you why. When you go through the stress test, you'll either be on a treadmill walking pretty quickly with an incline on the treadmill in certain speed, or you'll do the sit-down test. And with both of these tests, what they do is they look at your heart when you're at rest, and then they look at your heart when the heart is sped up. Okay? If your heart at rest gives blood flow to a part of the heart that they will look at on nuclear imaging, okay, let's say. Well, some stress tests, what they do is they just exercise you and they see what your EKG does. But if you have a nuclear stress test, that's where they look at the nuclear imaging of the heart. If your heart at rest has good blood flow and then all of a sudden you exercise and that part of the heart doesn't get blood flow, but then when you rest again, the blood flow comes back, that's called reversible ischemia. That's scary stuff. Because what that means is if you exercise or have sex or get excited, you will cut off blood supply to your heart. Irreversible is where they're looking at your heart, whether you're at rest or not, part of the heart is not getting blood. Well, if that's the way you've always been, then we're not expecting you to have a heart attack. Okay, there's nothing really we do to that part of the heart. Okay, some of our hearts, we have vascularization. I'm not saying the part of the heart is dead, but if you have that irreversible, it's like a fixed defect, we call it, that part of the heart, we don't have to worry about you having a heart attack. It's not getting blood flow at rest. It's not getting blood flow not at rest. It's called irreversible. The reversible is where we have to jump in and do something because you could be at risk of a heart attack at any time. That's what the difference is there. Okay, but remember, what are we doing? We're looking at a nuclear image of your heart. We're looking at blood flow to the heart. We're looking at your stress test. Are we still cutting open the arteries or looking into the arteries? No, we're not. We still don't know how much of a blockage. All the stress test does is let us know if part of your heart is not getting the blood flow that it needs. So if your father, Robert, had passed the stress test back in 2002 and 2007, meaning the heart is getting flow, to me, that, you could still have misses. You could still have false negatives. Now, I'm not saying if you've had a stress test and it's negative, you still need bypass surgery or you could still be at risk for a heart attack. All I'm saying is just because you've had a negative stress test doesn't mean you're out of the woods. You could still be having mini infarcts. Okay, the next step would be like an angiogram, where they shoot dye a lot of times into the leg, and the dye goes up into the arteries, and you take pictures as the dye is going through the heart. Well, if the arteries or the vessels are nice and big, and then all of a sudden it narrows to the point of a dental floss size lumen, now you know you have some clogging. Again, you could still have misses, but you see how it's starting to get a little bit more invasive. Now we have dye shot into you, we're taking pictures, etc. So I could go on. You also have CAT scans that look at how much you could be clogged, etc. So there's a variety of different things you could do, but just because you have a stress test and it's normal doesn't mean you're completely in the clear. I had a patient who came in with shoulder pain. He kept having shoulder pain. Well, I sent him to the heart doctor because I was a little nervous. He was in his 60s. He was a smoker. And the cardiologist did a stress test, said he was fine. So he was having shoulder pain. So I also had an orthopedic doctor look at him. And I had the orthopedic doctor look at him because the MRI came back normal. The orthopedic doctor sent him back going, there's nothing wrong with his shoulder. His MRI is fine. I don't know why he has shoulder pain. So I sent him back to the cardiologist. The patient's like, why do I have to go back to the heart doctor? I go, I don't know. Well, the heart doctor, thank God, decided to do an angiogram, and he found that even though this man had passed his stress test in the past, he had a lumen that was an artery. I think it was his left anterior descending, one of the main arteries that vascularized the heart, completely narrowed to the point where it was no thicker than a piece of dental floss. That's why he was having shoulder pain. So we ended up opening up the artery, putting in a stent. I don't think he had bypass surgery. I think he had a stent put in, and which kind of keeps the vessel open so the blood flow can go, and he did fine. Now, another thing that could also be happening is if you've had normal stress tests 6 years ago and now you're in heart failure, well, is it because you're doing something that could be hurting the heart? Like, for example, many of you may be taking anti-inflammatories. And these anti-inflammatories can cause you to go into heart failure. Sometimes you could have buildup of iron, hemochromatosis. We've talked about that. If your ferritin level is high and your iron level is high, have your doctor do a hemochromatosis test. Iron buildup in the heart can cause heart failure. Sarcoidosis, inflammatory cells, amyloidosis, protein buildup can cause heart failure. Low thyroid, high thyroid, emphysema could cause heart failure. Sleep apnea could cause heart failure. Certain medications, they're saying that Avandia and Actos have been found to increase the risk of heart failure. Alcohol use, kidney disease, and of course, high blood pressure, diabetes. Even your overdosing of your aspirin, taking too much aspirin. So you know, you could have had a normal test, but then in the last 7 years, really had some stress on the heart. So, you know, with that, I would say, yes, heart failure can happen even with normal stress tests, and doctors have to be on top of it. If you have a relative who's a diabetic, they really need to be on top of it. Okay, don't go away. Let's get back to some medical news. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a new study now says if you get burned, don't put cold water on it. Put warm water. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, you're supposed to put ice on a burn. Oh, no, 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 no. You don't put ice on a burn. We've never told you to put ice on a burn. If you put ice on a burn, it could damage the skin, make it worse. So we always recommend, we've always recommended running cold tap water over the burns. It'll cool the skin, hopefully slow down or prevent more severe blistering. But a study had come out in the Journal of Plastic Reconstructive and Aesthetic Surgery. Yes, there is a journal. Okay, I know, don't knock over the magazine racks trying to find this one. And it suggests that using warm water instead of cold may be a more effective method of limiting tissue damage and restoring blood flow to the burned areas. Now, Swiss researchers used a heated metal template to induce same-size burns on anesthetized rats. Okay, so the rats didn't feel it. In four places on each of their backs. I know. Peter would be in stitches over this one. I know. Poor babies. Pain medication was administered before and after the procedure. One group of rats was treated. The rats were told to go on Twitter and tweet their experience. One group of rats was treated for 20 minutes with gauze soaked in water, cooled to 62 degrees Fahrenheit. A second group received water containing 98.6 degrees. A third group of the rats weren't treated at all. The burns and the unburned spaces between the burns were tested in 1 hour, then 24 hours, 4 days, and 7 days. Within 24 hours, burn damage in the control rats had extended to underlying tissues, whereas the burned area didn't immediately change in the rats treated with cold or warm water. Researchers said, after 4 days, all of the animals did develop tissue damage or necrosis in the spaces between the burns, but the damage was less in the rats that had used the warm water instead of the cold water. Now, they think, even though they did the study on rats, it's going to equate to humans. And so the burn progression is similar to humans, so they can extrapolate it to that. Now, the cold water, to many of us, causes cooling. If it causes cooling, it causes vasoconstriction. When you have vasoconstriction and the vessels tighten, then you'll have less inflammatory cells. If you have less inflammatory cells, you could have less damage. That's why cooling the skin has been thought to help. Yet, they say the warm water helps restore circulation, and part of the damage of the burn could be the lack of blood flow from the coolness. So, be cool, and they say what he would recommend is rapidly cooling with cold water for a minute, and then immediately switching to warm water to help restore the circulation in the area. Makes some sense? Now, I know a lot of us, we go to try to find an aloe vera plant, and we cut the aloe vera plant leaf off, or that I guess we call it a leaf, even though it's kind of juicy. It's not, it wouldn't be a stem. It would be a part of the plant, I guess. Cut a piece off, and we rub aloe vera gel on the burn. That sucker works. Aloe vera gel works. But that's not what you do in the way beginning. Okay, you don't put butter on the burns. You don't put vitamin E on the burns. So I like that idea. Cool it off, and then you could try warm water, but not overly warm, okay, because you just don't want to cause more damage. And, again, this is just one study. But I think that stuff is cool. You know, somebody asked me why steak was used for black eyes. And why would you always throw a steak? Remember the Brady Bunch? They would put a whole steak on the eye. And I remember looking at that going, oh, my gosh, that's a lot of money for that piece of meat. You know, why would they waste, you know, an expensive piece of meat on a black eye, just put some ice, you know, because with us, we didn't get meat every day. I mean, you got meat, it was a treat, right? You don't get meat every day with your meal. So seeing the Brady Bunch kids throw out a steak, but I think the reason why is, again, the steak is cold. To me, though, we don't recommend cold steak because if it's raw, you got bacteria on the steak and that's dripping in the eye now. You got bloody steak on the eye, no. But the reason why is it was something that could very easily conform to your eyeball socket, right? And so you could very easily put it over there, much easier than a bag of hard ice. And I guess that was, to me, the main reasoning why they would use steak. Personally, I think it is a waste of some pretty expensive meat. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, Israeli researchers have found that your sperm is at its healthiest in the winter and the early spring. And they say that autumn seems to be a more common times where when people are giving birth. They based on samples of more than 6,000 men treated for infertility, Researchers writing the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology found sperm in greater numbers with faster swimming speeds and fewer abnormalities if the semen was made in the winter. Then it starts to decline in quality after the spring. So they say the winter and spring semen patterns are compatible with increased fecundability. Isn't that nice? Have any of you been ever told that your sperm are fecund? Okay, well, I guess there's increased fecundability and maybe a plausible explanation. Who speaks like this? Of the peak number of deliveries during the fall. Now, the researcher was Eliyahu Levitas from Ben-Gurion University of the Negev and Beersheba. These guys do a lot. I am amazed at some of the research that comes out of Ben-Gurion University. But still, we don't really use fecundability. So, maybe he's speaking British English. That's kind of a big word. They say if there's a seasonal pattern, that knowledge may be of paramount importance, especially in couples with male-related infertility. All right. So basically, they looked at semen, 6,400 cases of it. Cases or cups. All right. The World Health Organization defines if you have anything over 16 million sperm per milliliter, that's a normal sperm count. Okay. When they looked at these people, 1,400 had lower sperm counts. Now, remember, it takes 70 days for the body to produce a sperm cell. Researchers found that men with normal sperm production had the healthiest sperm in the winter. Now, sperm, once released, lives about 2 to 3 days. Which is why when I try to teach people how to get pregnant, I tell them, don't have sex every single day during the ovulation time. Spread it out a little bit. So let's say day 14 is roughly your lady's most ovulatory time, most fertile time. Then I would have sex day 11, day 13, and day 15, and day 17. This way, because remember, the sperm lives for a couple days and the egg travels a couple days. But if you just have sex on day 14, you're missing a lot. Or if you're having sex day 11, 12, 13, 14, now comes 15 and 16, you may not have as many stores. So I tell people to have the sex every other day around that time. Because the sperm kind of lasts about a couple days swimming and finding where it needs to go. Now, what if you guys are right now trying to have a baby? Well, this is winter going into the spring. It is March. It should be a good time, right? Doesn't winter last December to March, then spring, April to June, summer, July to September, fall, October to December, right? Is that how it works? Yeah. So this is the time. Now, let's say you don't listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show podcast until 4 months from now. You're probably screwed. No, I'm sure your sperm is fine, but it sounds like you have an easier time getting your wife pregnant. Okay, daylight savings time, I don't know if that messes anybody's sperm up. One of you asked about daylight savings time and you guys trying to conceive. I would just have sex an hour later, I guess. I don't think it really matters. Remember, the egg floats around for a couple days in the fallopian tube coming down to the uterus and the sperm swim for a couple days. The sperm has to swim up into the fallopian tube. So just make sure your sperm are good swimmers. Cut back your alcohol, cut back your smokes. And make sure you're listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, guys, take care. Don't go away. Another hour coming up. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how?
Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.